A disabled persons organisation is an organisation run by disabled people for disabled people. So we're a democratic representative group with a flat structure, and we work to see the Convention for the Rights of Persons with Disabilities realised in our communities where we live.
And in terms of the upcoming consultations, what is your hope for these?
Ireland's due to present itself before the Committee for the Rights of Persons with Disabilities for our first review. And as part of that, the committee has to collect or write a list of questions that the state will have to answer. So right now we have an opportunity to contribute to a submission on that that gives the committee some idea of what sorts of questions to ask the state. So the idea for the consultation is to get disabled people into the same room and say, you know, this is what the state's promised, this is what they say they're doing, how does your lived experience match with that? Are your rights being realised? And then from that, we can devise the questions that are appropriate.
And what kind of issues are people facing on the ground?
Well, there's one that's just recently hit the news, something that our neighbours in Sligo have been campaigning for pretty much since they began, which is that people who receive the disability allowance, it's means tested against their partner's income, which means if a disabled person on that allowance gets married or moves in with their partner, they risk, and most likely they will, lose their independent income. So obviously that's a problem. Disabled women, disabled people in general, are more at risk from interpartner violence. So we have a situation where disabled people are being potentially disempowered in their relationships by becoming dependents when those relationships form.